Hey, good morning. 6:37, Brock Hunter.
You know, I just realized.
What?
I don't think I've ever heard a swear word in any AC/DC song.
Not any of the big ones. Not any of the big no-nos.
Had they ever dropped the F-bomb in anything?
Nope. And honestly, even when I saw him live, I don't think he swore.
What? Yeah.
I don't think they
said. Pretty clean, huh?
Yeah, it's very clean.
Metallica's
got a couple. They got a couple, but nothing too crazy.
I can't recall.
Yeah, one of their new song, Hardwired.
F-bomb?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. We're out of luck.
Oh, okay.
You would know if you weren't a moron.
Hey, you didn't think about AC/DC not swearing.
Yeah.
And you loved them your whole life.
Yeah. I know, because I'm a good Christian boy, and I don't listen to music that has swear words.
So when they got, when they were
I don't like my AC/DC music to have swear words in it.
Yeah. I like a clean.
I like a clean Highway to Hell, okay?
You know? So when you would buy an album, would there be a parental advisory on it?
A parental advisor?
Parental? What'd I say?
Parental advisor?
Oh my God, I'm a moron.
That's all right. I couldn't say Escanaba this morning. Right. I thought there was an R in there.
Hey, we're on fire, bro.
I tell you what, nothing like two dummies that are living out their dreams. Parental advisory.
Let's just give the two dumbest people a radio show.
That's right. Who's the dumbest people in Michigan? Rock and Hunter? Give them a job.
Give them a job.
God. Well, this is a swear-free rock news for you now.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Parental advisory. I'm going to remember
it's
that.
It's parental.
One.
I said parental.
I said parental. Some rock news quick hits. Bring Me the Horizons 2015 album, That's the Spirit, has passed 1 billion streams worldwide. Damn, the whole album. That's insane.
Is there a perennial advisory on that?
Yeah, there is, Hunter. Yes. Speaking of 1 billion views, Numb has become the first Linkin Park video to pass 1 billion on YouTube. I feel like that would have done that a while ago.
Yeah, you'd think.
You know? Who knows?
Is that their most popular song?
It's gotta be, though. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the first one to pass 1 billion views.
We're killing it.
Just crushing it, bro.
We're killing it.
Limp Bizkit is about to start work on their first album in 8 years. Guitarist Wes Borland writes on Instagram that they planned to start working last weekend, but wildfires in California forced them to delay it by a few days. But Limp Bizkit getting back in the studio. I know Fred Durst gets a lot of crap, okay? But you got to understand, I was a young man. Eighth grade, high school.
I loved him back.
Dude, Limp Bizkit was awesome.
So is he still rocking the Fu Manchu and the backwards red hat?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I wonder how many red hats he has.
Mm-hmm.
So many.
Closet full.
So many. But they get a lot of crap, but Break Stuff comes on, Faith, Rearrange.
Here's a question.
Crush it.
When that Limp Bizkit album came out with the guy in the cover, it's supposed to be Fred Durst, but it's the animation of him doing like the running man.
How many times
did you draw that in class?
Never, because I was too busy paying attention, Hunter. That's why I can pronounce parental.
It's perennial.
Too busy listening. I'd traced it a couple times.
I couldn't freehand it. It's a badass album.
But I'm actually kind of excited. I would love to see some old school, like rap, rock, like straight up style from Limp Bizkit. That'd be cool, man. That'd be cool. Lastly, in your rock news, nothing says the holiday season has arrived like Papa Roach's annual ugly Christmas sweater. I think they stole this from us. But this year's model is in stock and will start shipping next week. They're calling it the 2018 Holiday Pizza Sweater. It's mostly black and red and dripping cheese color. The font reads, I love this, because if you've ever listened to Last Resort, the best way to sing it is, cut my life into pizza, this is my plastic fork. Every time I hear it. And so they finally did it. So on the shirt, on the front, it says Papa Roach. It's got the pentagram star.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that with pizza and plastic forks. And it says, cut my life into pizza. And then in the back, it says, this is my plastic fork.
Nice.
Yes. And it's kind of a sharp looking sweatshirt.
Yeah. Save your money, though, and get ours.
Well, get both.
Yeah.
Get both.
Ours is better.
Well, obviously, it's got our faces on it, but let's give Papa Roach some credit for doing a good job. People can't, they got to, on wash day, they can wear this one.
I mean, well, he was born for greatness, so they better be pretty damn good.
Good job, buddy.
You like that?
Nice work. And that is your perennial free rock news.